self-doubt. One of the biggest things that can cause you to not achieve or even pursue your dreams and your goals. I got some advice for you today. Stay tuned and get ready.
Welcome, welcome to the Extra Money Show. I'm the host with the most, the man with the plan, the side hustle king. All I do is make it rain, baby. Let's go!
Well, I'm back. This is the Side Hustle King, and I am here to bring you something great today. Listen, I have been on sabbatical. I've been taking a break. I've been trying to rejuvenate, and I've been trying to get myself straight so I can get ready to bring you the great information you need. That sounds funny. Huh? That sounds like a rapper right there. Anyways, so back to the show. What we're going to talk about today on the show is how you can overcome self-doubt. Self-doubt is the thing that causes you, me, everybody, to procrastinate, to cause ourselves to hold ourselves back. You know, anybody, I'm talking about from the richest people down to the poorest people, everybody have moments of self-doubt. You put yourself in a position where you tell yourself you can't do a thing because you believe, based on previous history or based on what someone else says to you, what you think, you know, just a thought comes into your head and you dwell on it for so long, then you start believing that you cannot do something, you cannot achieve something. You see, there's a difference between doing a thing and achieving a thing. When you do the thing, you can just get in there and do it. But achieving is where you apply a structure, a plan, step-by-step action steps you take towards achieving the goal. Because once you do that, right, and you see yourself progressing, say you want to leave your house and you want to go to town, the first thing you do is you get out of bed. You go take a shower. Hopefully you do take a shower. You take a shower, get yourself dressed, step out the door, get in the car, or go to the bus stop. All these are steps. And you get in the bus stop and the vehicle takes you to the car, it takes you to the city or wherever you want to go. That's your plan. Your plan was acted upon. So self-doubt will say, when you wake up in the morning, I'm never going to get to work on time. There's too much traffic. Now I don't even feel good. You shouldn't even go. All that stuff comes to your mind from self-doubt. I'm using something that's very trivial, but you can put the points in there. You know, self-doubt will cause you to miss your moments. I sound like a preacher right there. Look at that. Self-doubt will cause you to miss the moments, miss the important moments. You see, everybody's life is a series of moments. But when I say miss the moment, you will not see the significance of doing a specific thing at a specific time so that you can achieve a specific goal. So what I want you to take from this is this. You're always going to have self-doubt. But you always have to fortify your mind. You always have to tell yourself, even though I have this doubt, it is not really my thought. It is something here to make me second guess myself, doubt myself to achieving what I set out to do. So that's the message. Self-doubt is there to help you, not hurt you. When it comes, see it for what it is. First of all, this doubt does not belong to me. I don't think this way. It doesn't matter if that's been your trend of behavior. From today, start out saying, I don't doubt myself. This thought is coming from outside in. It's not from inside out. So I'm not going to accept this self-doubt. I'm going to say, this thought is not my thought. I get things done. So whatever this thought is telling me that I can or cannot do, I'm going to use it as motivation to achieve my goal. That's the message for today. Side Hustle King checking out. Now listen, if you like what I'm laying down, like it, share it, tell your friends about it. Go through the old videos, the old shows. Listen to some great information in there. Some of them are just pure motivation to get you going. I'm going to have more stuff coming through in a real short time, and I really, really want you guys to give me your opinion. So leave me a note, like, share, and show, do whatever, man. Just let me know what you think, and I will see you when I see you. Peace out. Coming up next, I have one last thing to say. So hold on, and you will really want to hear this. Andrew Carnegie, one of the early 20th century most successful men, made a statement, and he said, "As I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say. I just watch what they do. I pay less attention to what people say. I just watch what they do." That's the most important thing when you're trying to be successful. What are you doing every day to make yourself achieve your objective? In my situation, I create shows on paper. I go ahead and schedule it all out, and I do it every day so I can be able to have something worth saying when I record it. What is your day-by-day activity to get that degree, to successfully build that business, to build that relationship, to create yourself something worth admiring? It's important to make it clear to yourself today that people don't care really what you say. They really, really care what you do, because what you do is what's going to have a lasting impact on them, on you, and the world. So remember these words from Mr. Andrew Carnegie. He said, "As I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say. I just watch what they do." All right, I hope this helps you out. I'll see you whenever I see you. Peace out. Well, there you have it. Some useful information to help you like it, love it, share it, do whatever you want to do with it. Just use it. All right, man. I'm out of here for right now. Peace out.